Transaction Capital grew core headline earnings by 21% to 254 million rand. Their core headline earnings per share grew by 17% to 43.3 cents per share, diluted slightly by the 28.4 million shares issued as part of the 418.9 million rand accelerated book build that they concluded on the 2nd of February of this year. You'll know that their divisions are SA Taxi and Transaction Capital Risk Services, and they position distinctly in relation to South Africa's demographic and socioeconomic realities. Let's chat to CEO David Hurwitz. David, thanks so much for making the time to talk to us today. As I mentioned in my introduction, your divisions are literally at the coalface of our demographic and socioeconomic realities, and we've had a very tough economic environment. How has your segment of the market reacted to that?
Our businesses have done particularly well in this environment, and the reason for that is that they are really defensive businesses that are able to do well in both a positive and a negative economic environment. We are at the coalface, as you correctly state. On the one hand, the one part of our business is a taxi, a vertically integrated taxi business, where we sell vehicles to taxi operators, we finance those taxi operators, we insure them, and we sell the telematic systems and the data to them for them to operate their taxis. Our main line is minibus taxi, which is the greatest component of the public transport infrastructure in South Africa.
Yeah.
Minibus taxi moves about 15 million people around every day, and 69% of all South African households use minibus taxi. We say that the business is defensive because, as I said, the minibus taxi is so integrated into the public transport system that whether commuters and consumers have money or not, they have to on commuting to work and back.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
So regardless of the environment, we find that our clients are still doing very well.
And how much of that taxi market are you financing directly?
On a month-to-month basis, we have about a 40% market share, so we are the largest player in the space. It's actually 41%, and that's up from about 38% over the last 18 months. Of the total market, there are 200,000 taxis in South Africa, but only 80,000 of those, 70,000 to 80,000, are financed.
Oh.
And we've got 27,000 on our books. So we've got about a third of the finance market. We have a database of about 9.2 million non-performing South Africans. And just to run you through the numbers, there are 36 million adult South Africans. 24 million of those are credit active, and 9.8 are non-performing from a credit perspective. So we've got about a 94% coverage of the non-performing South African consumer.
What trends are you seeing there? I mean, you've got literally like an overview of what's happening in our consumer segment.
Yes, we get to see it from every angle, from a banking angle, from a credit retail angle. We collect for insurers, municipalities. So we get a really wholesome view of the consumer from every angle as far as his credit performance is concerned. As I said, we've got this huge database, and our business is really driven by data and analytics and technology. And really what we see is that we were hoping, in actual fact, that about October last year, we were hoping for a bit of a recovery. And we feel that the best chance that the consumer had was a slow recovery. He had to deleverage nice and slowly. And we were hoping in October that that was going to happen a little bit quicker than expected.
Yeah.
And when I say quick, it's still over an extended period, 18 months to 24 months. But I think now with the downgrade and with the potential for, you know, interest rates to increase, and again with lower economic growth, any recovery that the consumer will have will take a long period of time.
Goodness.
So we really are working in a difficult environment, trying to rehabilitate non-performing consumers from a credit perspective. What we do see, however, and what has boosted the organic growth of this division, is that our clients, being the banks and the credit retailers and the specialist lenders, etc., are not comfortable to own non-performing loans in this environment. It's just too risky.
Yeah.
And instead of trying to collect it over time, what they do is they sell their portfolios to us at large discounts. And that's very good for them because they're able to create and have an immediate recovery on their non-performing loans, and they de-risk that position. And from our perspective, it's really good because we can price for that risk and make a nice return. So our book buying activities have yielded very good results over the last 6 months.
We'll leave it there. Thanks for your time today, David Hurwitz, CEO of Transaction Capital.